This episode is designed to be intentionally terrible. What I mean by that is that I'm recording this in an environment where you might end up hearing some audio, unfortunately, because my wife is awesome and she's cooking dinner. But I don't really have an environment at the moment where I can get away from sound. And I thought about it and I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And I want to elaborate a bit on this. I kind of think that I spent so much time not doing things that I wanted to do because I came up with all these reasons why I can't, why I shouldn't, why it's not possible, why this, why that. And I'm kind of going through a phase of my life right now where I'm choosing to do it anyway. See? So for instance, people out there wouldn't know this, but I went forever without ever doing my YouTube channel before, my podcast or whatever my Leviathan's Deep is. I put a lot of effort into not doing it because the situation wasn't absolutely crystal clear, pristine, perfect, right? So I had to have a microphone that was in a sound-treated room, and I had to have this, and I had to have that. I had to have, you know, the right situation. I had to have a perfect script, all this stuff. And it was like, it's one thing if I have very high quality standards, which I did, but it's another if I set a standard for myself that's so impossibly high that I won't actually do it. And it's kind of weird because you have to kind of find the middle ground where you're like, huh, where do I go with this where I say I want the quality to be high, but I still have to do it? And it's kind of like, this is a very, very bad example, but if I said I wanted to be an Olympic athlete and I wanted to be able to bench 500 pounds and but then I don't go into the gym because I can't bench 500 pounds. I know that's a bad example because that's more about the outcome than the daily sort of work we put in, but you can kind of see what I mean. It's like, why at some point you have to make some concession somewhere sometimes in order to actually get it done, whatever it needs to be. And for me, I set such high quality standards for my content before that it was like I wasn't doing it and I wasn't happy about the product, you know, like I wasn't happy about the outcome of the ones that I was doing before, during that period, right when I quit my job, I did like 6 episodes. They're still pretty much the oldest videos on the channel. All of those, am I proud of those? I would say mostly, but I put so much work into them that I felt like it wasn't worth it in the end because I would rather have been spending time trying to actually make videos. I know that sounds weird, but so for instance, I think I have a video called like Integrating My Shadow. That's one of them. I think of the actual video, I spent like a little bit of time writing it, and then eventually I went to edit it. I spent like 5 to 9 to maybe 10 times the duration recording the video and writing the video as I did editing it. And so I said, like I said, I basically just got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to start trying to find all the little things in my life that I'm using as excuses to stop me from doing things and just do them anyway and be willing to have some little areas, you know, where I can say, you know what, maybe it's kind of unfortunate that I can't record maybe in a studio right now. Maybe it's unfortunate that I don't have access to an apartment where I can, you know, shell out part of a bedroom and $100 to get some sound treated audio so that it sounds really good. Like, I can't do that right now, but I want to do this anyway. So it's like, I'm going to do it the best way I can with the resources I have and call it and be okay with that. I also didn't plan anything for this episode because this in and of itself is what the episode is about. But a lot of the times you're actually getting me when you listen to this stuff on Leviathan's Deep, you're getting Leviathan. You're not getting some kind of scandalous, weird version of me. And in some cases with some of the stuff you've listened to before, you're getting a version of me that did a little bit more prep work in. But at the end of the day, especially with the new stuff, you're getting 100% me. And any of my friends are laughing right now because they know what I'm talking about, where this is just how I sound and how I think. I think very like freely all the time. My mind is constantly on a hamster wheel thinking about random crap all the time. And I eventually decided I wanted to do something with those thoughts. And that's what I'm doing. And so because of that, you're now getting the net outcome of that, because I decided I would rather just be authentic and be out there and just say what I wanted to say than come up with all the reasons why I couldn't, see. And so like I said, a lot of the things that I think about before, I just kind of think about them and then they're gone. And then I think about them and then they're gone. But then I have conversations with family and friends and they go, man, you should really write this down, or you should like do something with these thoughts, because not only are they, unfortunately for me and for everyone, kind of limitless, like I just think like this, but like they were really kind of troublesome to me. The fact that I was constantly thinking about all this stuff just my whole life. And I said, I want to start taking these little thoughts I have and elaborate on them and do something meaningful with them and share them with the world. So that's what I'm doing. And if I'm doing them in a way, sorry, the phone's ringing, but if I'm doing them in a way that seems incredibly frustrating for some people, like I said, I'm doing this because I spent years wanting to do this and came up with all the reasons why I couldn't. Am I saying that this episode is good? Am I saying, I'm not, I'm saying it sucks, because you can hear the audio and I'm recording a couple episodes at the same time. And so you're going to hear some background noise, at least for this one. But like I said, I would rather do what I want to do and not set up all these reasons, these stupid little pylons in the road for why I can't do it. I'd rather do what I want to do instead of come up with all the reasons why I can't. And just live on these silly little stupid guardrails that keep me from going and having the fun I want. If I'm the only person stopping me from doing something, at some point I have to really start questioning myself and going, do I really need to stop myself for that reason? You know, like, just do it. Do it and then see what happens. And I would rather live my life that way instead of putting up 100 barriers stopping me from doing something because it's not absolutely perfect, you know? I think there's a lot of people out there that do that. They're like, I'm not going to apply for a job until I know I'm going to make $110,000, and I'm not going to go out and garden or something like that. I'm not going to go develop a game until I know game development. Okay, well, do you know game development? No. So you're never going to do the game you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you just have to dive in. And so that's what you're getting from me.